The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Good morning.
You are talking to a gentleman by the name of... No, I can't say gentleman.
I'd say an oak.
You're just talking to an oak by the name of Jeremy Mansfield. How are you, Beth Fenter?
My word. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Now, listen, Beth Fenter, you, I believe, are... I'm going to say this because, you know what, you remind me, having read the email that I've got from Deirdre and Laureen, you remind me of my own mother because you sound like the one of those mothers who just pushes back and goes, no, everything's fine.
It is your mom, Jen.
Yeah, it is my mom.
That's your mom.
You sound like my mother. So I'm going to treat you like I treat my mother. And that's to just say, this is what's going to happen. End of story.
Because
it's the only way to get things through to you. Beth, we got an email. We're busy with our Christmas wish here in Hot 91.9. And Deirdre and Laureen sent us an email. And they outlined their situation. Mm-hmm. They're not financially in a position where they can help right now. But they raised one very important thing. You had a knee replacement operation last year.
Yes.
You had a back operation a few years ago.
That's right.
And the Christmas wish was very simple. They said that you have got a manual garage door.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do.
They've said that many times they've offered to try and get that changed for you. And you have turned around, and this is where you sound like my mother, and you've turned around and said, you've both got financial commitments and it's not necessary in my eyes. You see, you know that you are. You see, that's why I really love you, and I don't even know you.
Thank you so much. What a compliment.
My darling, you know what we're going to do. Hotcares is going to arrive there today, and we are going to automate your garage door so that you don't have to lift that thing up every single time you arrive home. It's the least of the things that we can do just ahead of Christmas is to make sure that your back is not put out again.
And your knee.
And your knee. Yeah. Right. So we are going to arrive and automate your door. And you know what? Beth, for once, do not turn around and say, no, you guys have got other financial commitments and it's not necessary in my eyes.
Today you are our financial commitment and it's necessary in our eyes.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful.
And you can phone Deirdre and Laureen and tell them thank you very much for actually doing something. So they didn't have to do it.
No.
Because we could do it. Okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
So are you going to be a good girl and accept it?
I will be a good girl, yes. I will.
You know what? That makes a change, Beth. It's the first time you've ever probably done that in your life. Beth, our team will be arriving there in the next hour or so, and we'll sort out your garage door and automate the whole thing for you. Okay, my love.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
And your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and give your daughters a hug from us. Okay.
Thank you very, very much. An honor to speak to you.
Oh, Beth.
Aww.
It's an honor to speak to you, my darling. And thank you to Deirdre and Laureen for sending through that Christmas wish. It's that simple.
Yeah.
All you need to do is drop us a line, christmaswish@hot919.co.za. Tell us what the person who is special to you needs, and we'll see if we can make that come true. Christmas wish at hot919.co.za. And don't forget, you can also go to peoplemagazine.co.za and see how the wishes have been granted and the follow-up to them as well.
All the pictures, you'll be able to see that garage door probably by tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Mrs. Fenter standing right next to it.
Yeah. 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 Beth Fenter.
Yeah.
Jeez, she
AKA
does remind me of my
Mrs.
mother.
Mrs. Maxfield.
Another Christmas wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.